I have to ask this before we go much further. How many people in our studio audience tonight are old enough to remember when bawling all night and crying your eyes out? Okay. Remember when getting stoned left you dead or badly bruised?
Yeah.
We're talking biblical here. We're going back a ways.
I remember when only old ladies had blue hair.
Yeah. Remember that? If you remember that, you remember the America that Mac and I grew up in. The good old U.S. of A.
God bless.
PTAs.
America.
A&Ps. M&Ms. BLTs.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S.
CIA. The FBI. The IRS. IOUs. D-A-R. E-R-A. P-M-S. IUD.
White with foam.
AFL-CIO. TGIS. NAACP. EIEIO. LSMFT.
USOB. Mine eyes have seen the glory.
IBM. AMC. UPS. AT&T. NFL. BO. B-U, A-M, F-M, A-C-D-C, Y-M-C-A, T-H-C, L-S-D, U-F-O,
E-T,
R-O-T-C, I-C-B-M's, G-I's, B-B-D's, A-W-O-L, M-I-C, K-E-Y,
Hey, psst, bud, come here. You know, you're on the wild side at 761-3320, in case anybody should ask.
Hello, oh, my, what, oh, should I get, what, I'm not close enough, sorry, we're in here, like this, are we, is it on, is this thing on, okay. Hi, my name's Bill Mills. Welcome to the Wild Side for October 6th through the 10th, 1985. I'm going to be filling in for your usual host this week. He really needs the help, and, well, I really couldn't refuse because William Wild and I are very close personal friends. So close, in fact, that his mother couldn't tell us apart. Well, he's my father's son. But he's not my brother. Give up? Yeah, that's a tough one. I give up too. No, wait a minute. No, I got it. He's me. That's it. I'm him. We're us. Well, or one of those things. Anyway, it's no big thing. I just figure that until I get my four-channel multi-track tape recorder working again, this show is going to be made as it was last week on cassette machines only.
Even though it does sound disgusting.
Thanks, Richie. I couldn't have put it better myself. What am I saying? Of course I could have put it better myself. Anyway, the point is that the Wild Side's gone, well, kind of grassroots, so to speak, and it seemed to me to be a good time to give Mr. Wild a little rest. Besides, without my disabled machine, the only way that I can get an echo is by working in the shower. Ba-dum-bum-bum. So with any luck, and 6 miles of patch cords, here comes this week's Wild Side and the comments.
William Wild, I'd like to leave a review on a new show right now that's just come out called Hollywood Beat. As soon as I turned it in on, I sort of liked it because it's very realistic. In fact, you know, I like the show. You know, I don't normally, you know how I ordinarily think about this is sort of a positive opinion. It shows me that we need a change in our police force. Even with the guardian angels out there, still the real hardcore criminals still get away. And that's the way the LA police go after petty thefts and the small things. And the show's really realistic, so I would ask everybody if you get a chance to, if you're home that night, watch Hollywood Beat. It's a pretty funny and realistic show about the police and what's going on in the city. It's real good. Finally got a show about our city up here. or my city. Anyway, thanks a lot, William Wild. Please play what you can. I'm going to get going.
Bob, are you suggesting that I would edit your comments?
I like chasing after prostitutes, drug dealers, purse snatchers, and maybe some minor things like hassling young kids at rock clubs and everything. Anyway, thanks a lot, William Wild. Please play what you can.
This is Ronald Reagan. Is anyone really listening?
Hey, Bill. This is Buzz Brown. Are you there? I guess not. Anyway, I finally got drunk enough to leave my first comment. And, you know, Paul Mac, you're a funny guy. You know that? Because, I don't know, you know, all this new Coke and old Coke. And, you know, we've gotten over time after time. I mean, everybody has. And I just personally prefer the white Coke, maybe with a little yellow tint to it, you know what I mean?
No, Chris, I don't know what you mean.
You know, anyway, I feel real bad because I left my first comment, you know, and I really didn't say nothing. I don't know if you guys are anything like Nino. He gets real crazy about someone leaving two comments or something like that, so I might be making a big, you know, like something real taboo here by calling twice, but, you know, I had to say this, you know, I had to call up and say, since my first comment, I have to say hi to Karen Grateful Dead, you know, because, you know, she's left up being a lot of shit, you know, saying hi to me and stuff, so I figured that's only right, okay? So I figured, okay, that's one thing I had to take care of, you know? And, you know, like, the other thing, I forgot what it was, but that's only because I'm drunk, and I'm more drunk than I was last time I called, because I've had more beer.
Yeah, you're easily amused, aren't you?
We're just going through an old scrapbook.
Oh, no.
Turns out, in third grade, Mac got a little gold medal for reciting the Gettysburg Address.
Okay,
now,
right.
He swore to me backstage that he still remembers it.
Yeah, but this is not...
Wouldn't you like to hear...
No, wait a minute, this is not the...
Reciting the Gettysburg Address,
ladies and gentlemen. Fourscore and 7 years ago, our forefathers brought forth on this continent a new nation conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
Well, there's more to it than that.
We are now engaged in a conscientiously applied program of oral hygiene.
We are now engaged in a great civil war,
testing whether this nation or any nation so conceived and dedicated can long endure. We are met on a great fruited plain with frothing amber waves of grain.
Battlefield. We met on a great battlefield of that war.
We have only just begun to live. White lace and promises and kiss for love.
It's very famous. Remember, we have come
to praise Caesar, not to bury him.
No, to bury him? We have come to dedicate.
A portion
of that field.
Of that field. I'm getting it now.
As
a
final resting place
for those
who
here
gave
their lives,
that nation
might live. I can't believe I remembered that. It's been so long. But in a larger sense,
it is altogether fitting and proper that we should do this.
I agree. But in a larger sense, we cannot
consecrate.
I'm trying. It's been 20 years since I've even looked at this.
That's how it goes. We cannot dedicate.
We cannot consecrate.
We cannot hallow this ground.
All
sweet green icing.
Flowing down. Someone has to take out in the rain. I don't think I can take it. Because I'm going to make it. I'll never have that recipe again. Oh, no.
Great 1.5 minute input tape. Hi, this is Danny Van Eyes, and, gee, I like the way you edited my, you call that its own comment. And, hey, I've got, what's your name, TCW?
Yeah,
I got, TCW on the,
Universal
other, conference of this phone, and he would like to leave a little bit of input. So, I'll leave it to you.
Okay. Well, anyways, this is Universal TCW, and I like to leave a message of a good movie to watch. A good movie to watch is Back to the Future. Back is good, and Weird Science. But don't watch Rogue Genius because it's kind of stupid.
Oh, I thought it was good.
Yeah. Well, yeah, some of it's good, but parts of it are stupid.
Is that it?
Well, yeah, I guess so.
Okay, that is it, that is all. This has been Danny Van Eyes, and TCW. Thank you. Bye. Or as Richie Calcom would say, goodbye.
Well, let me get me dog and let's go. Come on, Blind Jim.
It's Doug, D-U-G Doug, calling with not a film review, but a live theater review. Sam Shepard's Fool for Love, playing in theater number one at the new L.A. Theater Center in downtown Los Angeles. I believe it's spring and fifth. What a fabulous facility. What compelling theater. No one ever knows what Mr. Shepard's plays are about, but we know they are compelling theater. Especially the leading lady's monologue toward the end of the show. It's presented without an intermission. I would certainly recommend it. It's running indefinitely. I haven't had a chance to make it to Chekhov's The Three Sisters, which has a definite run. It closes something like October 12th, so we'll probably miss that one. But I would recommend this. It's very compelling theater. It's an interesting story about life and lust in the desert. Go see it. Also, I'd like to let you know that Mr. Mozart's The Marriage of Figaro was sung brilliantly, but there were some problems with the staging. Now, if you are so inclined as to if you are so inclined as to drive to San Diego this February, you can see a production of The Marriage of Figaro sung in English, produced by the San Diego Opera Company. I'm sure you can call 619-555-1212 and get the number of the San Diego Opera Company for information. They'll send you a brochure. We've already missed Tales of Hoffman by none other than Offenbach. We all remember him, don't we? Joffrey's in town. Miss them this time. Oh well, I've seen Rodeo. I've seen Round of Angels. I've seen Love Songs. I've seen the Joffrey. Oh well, what are they doing this time? Is it Taming of the Shrew? Oh well, they'll be back. Anyway, I hope you're exposing yourself to some culture other than just recorded telephone entertainment. Not that I have any problems with recorded telephone entertainment as culture. I think you're doing a wonderful job, Mr. Wilde, bringing culture to the phone freaks of Southern California. In all events, as I said, I think you're doing a wonderful job. I think more people should listen to the Slim One on KKHR. And I think I have to go get some tacos at Cabone and go to the Rouse, where they are foolish enough to accept my checks. Bye.
Does sound disgusting.
This is Rich Callahan calling you all the way out here in beautiful downtown suburban Chatsworth. And I just want to say that I haven't called the Wild Side in a while. I know William's going to condemn me and Paul's probably going to call me right back or something. But phone bills do run up and so does mine. But at any rate, I just called in to say that to the chief of administrative purposes over there at Paul Mac Presents, I have to slightly agree with you on the new Coke. When I first had it, it was a big surprise. Let's just say the new taste was a surprise, but it was a very bad taste. But since you know, but also the reason is some, I'm fucking up here, but that's okay because, hey, I can take it. But the thing is that I got used to the old, to the new Coke, and to the old Coke, of course, but I got used to the new Coke, and the new Coke, because I have it all the, you know, I have it, I'm going to leave this comment again. This is hump day material, okay?
Yes, Joe, that would be terrific, Richie Keller, come in. But I don't run telefun, remember?
Hello, this is the Universal TCW. Yes, that's right. That's the Universal Computer Wizard. If you hear anything about IBM computers and you have games that you will let me copy for the IBM that I don't have, you could contact me somehow by calling area code 818. Ah, forget it.
That moment of indecision was brought to you by Tukwa, the Universal Computer Wizard. T-U-C-W, I think that's what that spells. Anyway, it's now time for Wildside's action reporters, Speed Martin, and News of the City.
Good evening. This is News of the City, brought to you by Ma Rainey's Cookies. It is minus 35 degrees tonight with no wind and a radiation count of 25. The acting mayor has requested aid from Washington, but he got a busy signal. Most of the fires downtown have burned out, and the clone workers have surrendered. The estimated cost of the damage is said to exceed $40 billion. This estimate was turned in by the acting mayor's brother-in-law. Authorities deny sightings of a huge golden submarine off the coast of San Pedro this evening. Inspector Robert Putney Drake discounted the eyewitness reports as an incident of mass PCP abuse. The president continues to deny membership in a gay S&M club. More on this as the story develops. We'll have an interview later with Colonel Joseph Cruz of the KGB. He's the political officer with the Soviet invasion. The acting mayor dismissed reports of Soviet troops as ludicrous. I mean, would I still be here? The acting mayor has yet to be contacted on that statement. And the Vatican has announced that charges of heresy will be dropped in the case of Joseph Rupert of Flanders. The charges were warranted in 1572, but it is thought that Rupert escaped to the Americas. This has been a news update for all stations on your friendly network, brought to you by Ma Rainey's Cookies. Eat 'em, wipe 'em off, eat 'em again and again. Kids love 'em too.
Ma Rainey makes 'em, so go ahead and take some. Don't want to waste 'em. Cookies so good you taste 'em again and again and again.
Was running wild. We'll all run over Hulkamania. You sound like a little punk. Because it's not Hulkamania anymore. It's the body time for the rest of the generations of the universe. If you want to challenge me, Hulk Chump Hogan, I'll take you on. You're nothing but a flea-bitten, antsy pussy, and I can beat you at anything you do, and that's why I am the body, and that's why San Diego, California rules. I got kicked out, but you people in Venice Beach, Hulk Hogan, I'll take care of you, because I'm the king of Venice Beach. And that's all I have to say. I wonder how you have to respond to this comment, Mr. Chump Hogan. Or should I say, little woman? Goodbye.
You boys, excuse me, I have to powder my knees.
Yeah, this is Karen Grateful Dead and Yvonne Sweat, and I don't know if many of you caught last night's
late news on CNN, but there was this news flash that Rock Hudson doesn't really have AIDS. No, the report is that Rock Hudson has a very, very bad, long-lasting case of food poisoning from eating too many bad weenies. This has been a special news report from Karen Grateful Dead, the Divine Slut.
Hey, this is administration. Yeah, love and kisses. Mwah. I'm looking at a mirror, folks, not you. Listen to me. That's true, I'm conceited, but that's just because I'm me. There's no other reason for this, okay? And it's been a long case of stuff. Anyway, responding to Karen Grateful Dead, I was noticing that you left a comment. It came in on the console here. And basically, you said something about an actor, Rock Hudson. You found out about him not having AIDS, that he has... What did you say again? Wait, he didn't have AIDS. He got a rather bad case of food poisoning. Now, where did you get... You said you heard this on the nightly news? I'd like to know, basically, where you got this information from, because I do watch that channel, and I didn't hear anything about it. I mean, don't you think, you know, we would have heard something about this in the papers or something? I mean, Rock Hudson getting food poisoning. I don't know, Karen. I think you're probably mistaken. You should pretty much, well, figure out, you know, what kind of drugs you're smoking at the time and, you know, kind of measure it out pertaining to what show you're watching along with that. And a combination of, you know, alcohol and heavy metal music will do it. So, anyway, other than that, hey, this is Paul Mack, and aren't I terribly obnoxious? No, seriously. Rock Hudson doesn't have AIDS. Well, I think he does, because I know for a fact that he does. Well, no, come on, just hold on a minute. I know that he has AIDS, because, okay, a friend of a friend of a friend of mine who has a friend of mine that isn't really my friend, but he used to be a friend of mine, has a friend that knew a guy that knew Rock, and boy, did he get a piece of that Rock. I'll tell you, it was a something that I knew about this friend through a friend of the guy's mother that had an ad in the neighborhood. And it was amazing. And it was a guy, and I know it was true. So, Karen, you know, you should check your sources and don't lead us on like that. Because I listened to you and I said, are you kidding me? Are you serious? And I said, come on. You gotta be kidding. Or else, I mean, maybe you were serious, but I didn't believe it. You know, I mean, regardless of what the hell. Thank you very much. This is administration. And remember, gang, when in North Hollywood, don't do a damn thing. And remember, to always call the number you're listening to now. And if you dial this number by mistake, well, that's the way it is. Thank you very much, and good night.
That's so beautiful, it makes me sick!
Well, hello, this is Paul Mack, or better known as administration on this number. Calling a second time again very briefly in my briefs. I just want to state here that the comment I left prior to this one about Rock Hudson responding to Karen Grateful Dead was left the day before Mr. Hudson passed away. Of course, now he has passed away, so perhaps William Wilde will have used discretion in playing those two comments. The first one being a joke on Rock, and the second one mine playing on Karen Grateful Dead not knowing that she told the joke, supposedly. Me being sarcastic, saying, well, of course, Rock Hudson has AIDS. Well, that's just my type of humor. Although, now that Mr. Hudson has passed on, I think it is a great example to everyone, and is, of course, made people more alert to the fact that AIDS is real, and it can happen to, you know, people that seem indestructible, like movie stars often do. It's just like, you never really... movie stars are here, you can never really... picture them as being gone. I mean, they're here, and they're always around in their old movies, and that's just an important thing I wanted to bring up there. And my apologies, not necessarily my apologies, although I thought I was speaking in good taste, but just a little disclaimer here on that account. So anyway, this is Paul Mack, better known as Administration, signing off as well as autographs, saying thank you, one and all, and good night.
Shit. Shit. Today's episode is full of shit.
Bill, this is Bob from Hollywood. It's 5:30 in the morning on a Monday night, actually Tuesday morning. And I want you to know that you have a tightest output going of any of the line runners. And that's all I got to say. It was fun listening. Bye.
Okay, here we go again. Ricky Calcom fucking up on the wild side. Take two. Here we go. Well, hi, this is Richie Calcom, and I'd just like to say that I haven't called up the wild side in a while for the reason that my phone bill wouldn't let me. Okay, get the picture. Bill, I hope you get your TX fixed one of these days so we don't have to, so you don't have to depend on Nino equipment. But, and then you'll be able to spend more time on the tape. Okay, but anyway, I'd like to say to the administrator over Paul Mack Presents, that's Mr. Paul Mack himself, I just wanted to say that, yes, Paul, I got used to the new Coke. Because the McDonald's serves new formula Coke. And I said, oh, what the hell? I mean, it's either that or Diet Coke, which I cannot stand. Or, what else do they have? They have Sprite, which is okay, but I have these terrible caffeine cravings. But, I got used to the new Coke. I'm here sipping on a new Coke, because it's the only thing that we have right now. I'm in my surplus supply. When I get desperate, I drank all my classic, and now I'm going into the new Coke, which has been sitting around. So, that goes to show you, you know, dedication here. Like I said, you know, choke is shit, but when it's the only thing around, choke is it, okay? But at any rate, William, good job, keep it up. Let's hope this line stays up, well, at least till Paul has his movies released, and even though it does sound disgusting, then who knows, after that you might just run your own line out of your own place. Or maybe up here at the REC telephone network. Even though it does sound disgusting, that little contract we have to talk over, yes, William. Okay, we'll catch y'all later, but at any rate, this is Richie Calcom reminding you that Calcom is back. 818-407-1111. 818-407-1112 for you stereo folks. Or from you people out there, since you're all in the East Valley, plagiarization of Paul Mack, remember to call up 994-4111. I've gone slightly beyond my 3-minute time limit, so that's why I'm out of here.
William Wild, incredible. And I want to thank you for playing both of my comments on the last edition. And also, you're the only line runner that's actually ever given me a birthday present, and I thank you very much. Your music is incredible. I like the songs like Don't Give Your Heart and Peace of Mind. And what's that other one? Mr. Fun and the one Till I Recall Your Love, which is incredible too. You got a lot of thought in all your songs. And your music's good. And you know, I think you're better than Bruce Springsteen. Cause I don't know why they make such a big deal about him. You're really into it. I mean, you really get heavy into your music and everything. And know these big artists, you know, like Prince and everything. I mean, you should be up with them. And until they play you on the radio, you know, they're missing out. Because, and I pray to God, God bless you, man. I want you to make it. And that's the best birthday present I've had of any birthday presents.
Thanks for the compliments, Bob. And thanks to everybody else for sticking around for this edition of The Wild Side. Well, I've got just enough time to remind you to call The Wild Side input line at 818-761-0333. Remember to catch The Adventures of the Gopher Twins on Friday and Saturday. And if you missed any part of this show, it will repeat over and over and over again. For Paul Mack Presents and Wild Side Studios, this is Bill Mills and William Wild. And thanks for letting us do it in your ear.
your love till I recall. Your love till I recall.